The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. The Apostle Matthew says of our Lord, His face shone like the sun. Now picture that. What exactly did they see? His face shone like the sun. Did you know that there are two other times in the New Testament where that same description is given? But this time, not of our Lord Jesus Christ, but on another occasion, Jesus Himself says, The saints will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The glory that Peter, James, and John had the privilege to see for a moment, they will share in for all eternity. All those who go to heaven will radiate like the sun forever. And then we hear in the book of Revelation, it says John the Apostle, John the Evangelist, he's having revelations from heaven, where the book gets that title. And in one of these revelations, it says, Heaven is opened up, and he sees our Blessed Mother Mary. And how does he describe Our Lady in that moment? He says, A woman clothed with the sun. Not just radiating like the sun, but clothed with the sun, the greatest of all the saints. Now, my brothers and sisters, how do we come to that point where we can share in our Lord's glory? It is only by traveling the same path that he trod. Now there are two occasions where our Lord takes Peter, James, and John apart on their own. We hear of one of them this evening in the Transfiguration. So these three were allowed to see our Lord at his best, at his height. They were given the gift to see his divinity for a moment. At what other moment did he take these three apart by themselves? At his lowest moment, in the agony in the garden, they were the three who saw him sweat blood, who heard him say to his Father, Take this cup from me. There is no coincidence that they saw him at his best and at his worst. The two moments go hand in hand. What was our Lord trying to teach them? The fathers of the church focus on two aspects. They say, first of all, they say the apostles who would see him in the depths of distress calling out to his Father, in that moment they could remember what they saw on the Mount of Transfiguration, so that the passion and suffering and cross that our Lord endured would not overly scandalize them. He prepared them for that trial. and the fathers of the church say this is true of God always. Every cross, every trial he allows in our lives, he sustains us with his grace. But so oftentimes he prepares us for it in advance. How many of us, after we go through something, we can look back and be like, oh my gosh. Right? God was so good. That's why he allowed me to experience that years before. It was in preparation for this moment. And one other reality, and the deeper truth, that the fathers of the church say that Peter, James, and John would know, unlike the other apostles, that it was only in and through his passion that Jesus would enter into the glory that they had been allowed to glimpse. And they say the same is true for every single one of us. We enter into that glory only in and through a share in his passion. Why was Our Lady, why is she clothed with the sun? Because she participated fully in her son's passion. Pope John Paul II said, everything our Lord Jesus Christ suffered physically, our Blessed Mother Mary suffered spiritually in her motherly heart. Why do the saints shine like the sun? You ever read the saints, you read them like, gosh, how do they say those kind of things, right? They'll say like, the cross is my joy. Right, I was so delighted that our Lord humiliated me again. You go, oh my gosh, are they kidding, right? When I see the cross, I run, right? That's when I want to flee. Because they discovered this truth, that it's in and through the cross that we share in his glory. I remember one time, there's a priest who I think is the holiest priest I've ever met. And I was having a conversation with him, and I didn't say to him, you know, how'd you become so holy, right? Because he wouldn't have responded to that. But I said something like, you know, how have you arrived to the point that you have in your spiritual life? And I'll never forget the response he gave me. He said, I believe our Lord has allowed me to come to this point because I have suffered so much in union with him. Not because I pray for hours and hours and hours. Not because I fast unlike anybody else. But because I've shared in his sufferings. And I want to close with this. Just recently, I've discovered a new saint. Well, a saint that I knew about before, but I'd never read anything about her. And that is Saint Bakita. A saint who was canonized in the last 15 years by Pope John Paul II. And this woman, I'll just share a tiny little bit about her. She was a slave. She was a slave who was bought and sold numerous times. She was born in Africa. She was abducted at a very young age. And the experience was so traumatic for her that she forgot her name. And a little bit that she shared about her suffering, she said, sometimes I was whipped so brutally that I would feel not just my skin being torn, but my flesh being ripped from my body. Later on in life, they discovered 114 intentional markings, scarrings on her body that were done with a razor blade. She was eventually bought and sold by an Italian man who brought her to Italy, and he was a Christian man, and the beatings, the sufferings ended. One time this man is traveling and he entrusts her to a group of religious sisters while he's gone. Well, he comes back and she does not want to leave them. And she's old enough to stay. And of the sisters, she would say this, it was those sisters who helped me to come to know God, whom I had experienced in my heart since childhood without knowing who he was. And I only want to give one quote from her that gets to the heart of what I'm speaking of this mystery of our Lord's life. People would ask her, how do you feel about your captors? And she would respond like this, if I were to meet those who kidnapped me, and even those who tortured me, I would kneel down and kiss their hands. For if these things had not happened to me, I would not have been a Christian and a religious today. If our Lord had not permitted all that suffering, I would never have discovered Him. And so she could say, I pray very much for them, that the Lord who has been so good and generous to me would be the same to them. My brothers and sisters, every cross, every trial is specially chosen by God for us, for our purification, our sanctification, and our eternal glory. We ask for the grace of faith to see with the eyes of faith in the midst of all our sufferings.